Lost this radio.
From here on out, it's Dullsville.
Unfortunate modulation in key there signals the top of another Lost Discs radio hour, folks. Right here we are for the month of October now on Lost Discs, doing it for our pals over at rockandradio.com. But live right now over Area 51 for your upper side brand, your upper. Man, see, I almost had a perfect intro.
It's for Doc. Your upper headband.
Doc, take it.
It's for your upper headband.
Yes.
Down on Side Street.
Underground shortwave experience. On 5110 kilohertz, folks. Well, sort of. You know, maybe a little under. Maybe a little bit under the upper sideband. Joe Stacks is on the phone line, we're thinking.
Oh, and you'd be thinking right.
Okay, and yes, Dr. Doug Brown wising off on his microphone.
What was the old the triple stretch waistband, right? Wasn't there something like that, too?
There's Tonto and the expanding headband. Like he was, and then there's Shiva's headband, which is a famous psych band that one of Chesty's faves.
I think I'm thinking more like this, like a Fruit of the Loom. The guys used to be stretching the underwear way out, and they call it the something super stretch waistband or something. I don't know.
Wow.
Anyway, headband, sideband, waistband.
You know, you wonder why people tune out at top of the hour when we come on, right? Gee whiz. Hey, by the way.
Hey, it's all bands these days.
Speaking of that kind of thing, we are also being frequency modulated tonight on Geezer Mountain,
nice.
Right? Upstate New York. We are being simulcasted on Mountain Radio at 97.9 megahertz. Okay, so... anyone who's digging it off the Mountain Radio, boy, we sure are glad to have y'all on board for that. And yes, there will be a chick pick on deck, fans. So stay tuned in for that sort of action. And in the meantime, you know, we're going to do it. Chesty says to me a couple weeks ago, you know, how she misses. Doc, you know, we used to do this show once a week.
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm saying? For all those years back in the day.
Right. 7 o'clock on like Fridays or something.
Yeah. It's a couple different time slots. And then we'd get to the end of the month of October and we'd always throw together a big, you know, spectacular sort of creepy Halloweener spectacular thing.
Yeah, and even had like Halloween safety tips and all that kind of stuff.
So we miss that, right? Chesty's missing that. Yes, the safety tips. We remember that. All right, Doc, very good. So we said, you know, screw it. You know, management is going to be pissed because it's not even the end of the month yet, but it is October 5th of 2013. It's not too early to do a little bit of a creepy October-flavored spectacular tonight, folks, for all use. Kicking it off with the Jekylls and Hydes tonight, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
Well, you can't judge an apple by looking at a tree. You can't judge a honey by looking at me. You can't judge one without looking at the other. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Can't you see? Yes, I'm a tears in Missouri. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Come on, child. Move on time. Awesome dance.
sister by looking at the brother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Can't you see? Yes, I'm a human Missouri. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Come on, child. Ah, small girl. Oh, time on me. I'll take time. Looking at the cover, can't you see? Yes, I'm a human Missouri. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Come on, child. Small girl, on time, move on. Yeah, come close, goodbye.
You could just shut your big yapper!
Whenever I walk in a London street, I'm never so careful to watch my feet, and I keep in the squares and the masses of bears. The way that the corners are ready to eat, the sillies who tread on the lines of the street, and I say to them bears, I'm walking in the squares. As soon as he sillies and steps on a line, and they try to pretend that nobody cares if you walk on the lines or squares. But only the sillies believe their talk. It's ever so important how you walk. So I say to them bears, I'm walking in the squares.
See. Yeah, see, that's the Satans. Okay? You all right with that? I don't know. That sounds like an acid casualty right there to me. That's not so much satanic as it is just bad drugs. On the Manhattan Records label, the Satans, out of, I'm thinking, like 1966. And before that, it was the Ronnie Cole Trio. Okay, on the White Cliffs label, out of also about 66 or 67 with, well, we don't have to tell you what that was, Batman theme, with all the great sound effects, man, that's one of the better Batman theme covers I've heard. You know, the great jazz pianist, New Orleans style. Yeah, Ronnie Cole there, folks. What can I tell you? Out of really early in his career, he's still around. He's still banging. He's still kicking. He's still playing. And the Jekylls and Hydes, right off the Boss Records label. Yes, we have a scratchy copy of that very 45. And let's throw it over to Joe Stacks, because, Joe, I'm thinking that these guys were out of the Boston area, but what about it?
The pride of Dorchester, Massachusetts, the right. Jekylls and the Hydes.
Right.
To be confused with several other bands copping that name, including one from Columbia, Missouri, also known as Jekyll and the Hydes.
Is that right?
And, yeah, there's also another one floating around, maybe New England, cut of 45 called My Baby Loves Monster Movies. But these guys were from Dorchester, Massachusetts on the Boss label, You Can't Judge a Book, and Diddley Daddy being the single.
Yeah, both sides covering Bo Diddley there, folks. What can we tell you, right? So, all right, so that's pretty cool, I guess. And so let's go to the end of that set list. That little set there, Joe, the Satans. Do we care about this now?
Well, there's not much to say. I mean, this is it looks like a one-off single from a group from Fullerton, California, on the Manhattan label.
Yeah.
That's about it. They've been comped in a couple different places.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. That was the B-side, from what I can tell, right? All right. Well, good enough. I guess we should just check that email real quick, because Wayne in North Carolina, getting it tonight. Well, I think he's streaming it, man. And he's not been affected by the furlough yet. And he's waiting for that. Doc, are you disappointed that you're not been affected, like, economically? Like, you're not on hard enough times because, you know, people are sitting around?
No.
Down in D.C.?
I mean, it's stupid. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Let's not get political, Doc.
I'm glad that I wasn't, like, you know, planning to, like elope or something and get married in a national park,
see?
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
those lives are being ruined, Doc, but, you know, so what?
Right, exactly. I mean,
pour yourself another cup of tea and have a party.
Right.
Hey, you know, anyway, that's Wayne. He's waving at Chesty, by the way. Wayne is. Kenny's got himself some new chick that he hopes is tuned in tonight. And, you know, we do. We've got some folks that are, we've got about a dozen or more people on our feed over there. And who knows who else is getting it somewhere else. Here's somebody coming in on the email. Oh, well, see, now the email's not cooperating. Oh, yeah. Bob and Cheryl in Berea, Ohio. Longtime listeners who collect novelty records, digging the show tonight, coming in loud and strong on their Hammerland. Right? They're reporting an S9, folks, tonight. So 5110 is making the rounds tonight on October 5th, 2013. If you're out there, chime in like them folks there. Because we just gave you that email, Doc. Give it to him.
LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. Right. Discs with a C.
Now, Doc, something else that people are going to be pissed about now is that we have to play another version of Season of the Witch. The
of course we do.
Are you...
Is it by the Superband Waistband?
No, Chesty. Chesty wants to know, is it by the Superband Waistband? Thank you for that, Jesse.
Someday I will. I really will have my own band.
You will.
I will. And it will be called the Super Band Waste
the Fruit
Band.
Of the Looms?
No, the Super Band Waste Band.
W-A-S-T-E.
W-A-S-T-E to avoid any kind of copyright infringements and to probably to describe exactly what happened to your time if you listened to us.
All right. Well, speaking of that kind of thing, Doc, ever since we started this show back in 2001,
yep.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, here,
yep.
Let's get our facts straight.
2001. Wow.
Every October, we have managed to play a different version of Donovan's Season of the Witch. Okay? And tonight is no exception, and tonight it's going to get us doing a lot of trouble because it's going to go on and on and on, this version. So I don't want any complaints.
It's good. I like this song. I can have it go on for 45 minutes.
Right? If you have any of those bad tabs, drop them now, because you're going to have time for the effects to take effect. The Masked Marauders. Now, Joe, from what I know, people thought at one point that this was some sort of super group, like with Eric Clapton.
Super band?
No, they... Oh, my God. Yes.
This is the Super Band Waste Band.
All right, this band may have been wasted at one point. But it was no super band group. Although, Pete, right? Joe, back me up. Come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here's the whole deal.
Go.
The first rock bootleg was a Dylan boot called Little White Wonder. You still with me?
Yeah, yes.
As a result, for whatever reason, rock critic and writer, really, really good guy named Greil Marcus, wrote a review in Rolling Stone of a non-existent bootleg by a group called the Masked Marauders, and it was like all the big names, you know, Jagger and Lennon and Clapton and all these guys. And believe it or not, people bought into this. They started, you know, putting in requests at record stores. So Reprise Records decided to do a cash-in, and they dropped an album called The Masked Marauders, put it out on the Deity label, which is what the reviewer said it was on.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, that's it. I mean, the band was kind of an anonymous group. One source suggests they were maybe members of the Cleanliness and Godliness Skiffle Band.
What?
Hey, that's just what I'm reading here. But they did do Season of the Witch. They did some doo-wop numbers on there.
Yeah, but it's just a bunch of studio guys, really, right, in the end.
Oh, sure.
That's what you're saying. All right, so here it comes now, the full version. Yes, we have the LP. Yes, it's on the Deity label. And yes, it's going to fulfill our yearly requirement. Coming in right now at 20 past the hour, Doc. Exclusively tonight on Lost Discs. Radio. Thank you.
dynamite, ladies and gentlemen. When I look over my shoulder, what do you think I see? Some other cat looking at me. I'm
They plan to dump LSD in the reservoirs.
Like a little backwards masking there to wake you up, huh?
That's right.
There was a time when I held my head up high, when I could look her in the eye before I made her cry. There was a time when we met each summer's night, when things were going right before I made her fight. Oh yeah.
Yeah. The Trolls right there, Joe. The Trolls on the ABC label. See?
I get it.
There was a time when they tried to have a hit, man. I don't think anything they ever did. Well, no, that's not true. They did have something low on the charts, but that was one that did not hit, I believe, for the Trolls about 66 or 67 there, as we want to do. Yes, it was the Lovin' Spoonful before that, okay, with Voodoo in My Basement, which is about as satanic as they ever got, on the Kama Sutra label, of course. As they were wont to do. And, you know, old John Sebastian, of course, still making the rounds. You know, he was touring. He was playing right here in Connecticut, Doc, just last month at a sold-out show.
Where?
Downstate.
Where?
Thank you for blowing out the board. We'll have to take care of that in the post-edit, folks. Yeah, I don't know. Down in the downstate somewhere, like Stamford area.
Was he playing all his hits?
Yeah, he might have been, wise ass. Mass Marauder. All right, we've been over that. Okay, so, Joe, anything we care to say about the Trolls?
Well, they came out of Chicago, one of several bands that had that name. But these were the guys that recorded the most, a slew of, like, four or five singles for ABC Paramount in 66, 67. Actually managed to break the top 100 with one song, Every Day and Every Night. Made it to 96.
All right, there you go.
Then moved over to the USA label, and finally to Smash. Managed to bubble under with one on the USA label, and cut an LP for Smash.
No way. Wow, they had way more stuff out than I ever would have given them credit for. There.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who knew?
No, I sure didn't know. And all right.
All right.
So, all right, very cool, and let's just kind of keep things moving, because here comes
the Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
That cat is really swinging.
Yeah, with the worst kind of trouble. You know, he doesn't even know he's got the shakes over that doll.
All right, the Chick Pick this week.
What?
Do you have my microphone on?
Yeah, it is. Start talking.
Yeah, run that board right.
Get a little close to that microphone.
Okay, here I am. It's
get right around the rim of that
sorry,
thing.
Sorry, I just got the laughs at the wrong
yes,
time.
Yes, we know. Chesty,
it's almost...
If it helps, listen, if it helps the radio listeners out there to visualize, Chesty is on her knees in front of the microphone.
I don't want to picture that.
Which is on the microphone stand sitting beside Dr. Doug Brown. Let's just be honest. Let's just give them the visual. Go. This is why we're having so much technical difficulties. Go, Chesty.
I know we're celebrating Halloween here tonight, but
what?
But here in Connecticut, the biggest holiday going is Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah.
You know? If anybody knows about New Haven, it's where there's tons of Italian restaurants, and we don't know. There's big Columbus Day parade, and so we have Italian garage band for you, and you'll have to ask Joe Stax afterwards about it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, let's just dig it. That's possible at this point. Lost his video.
Di mezzo notte giorno, non ti scordo mai. Di mezzo notte giorno, non ti scordo mai.
forse avrà, che un altro forse avrà, yeah. Ti penso notte e giorno e sempre a te penserò. Ti penso notte e giorno e sempre a te penserò. Per un amore come quello nostro avrei scommesso quello che ho, proprio tutto quello che ho. Invece mi sbagliavo, il vero amore non c'è più, non esiste più. Sei tu che mi hai convinta ed ora non ci credo più, proprio più. Ti penso notte e giorno, non ti scordo mai. Ti penso notte e giorno, non ti scordo mai. E sogno sempre i baci che mi davi, che un altro adesso forse avrà, che un altro forse avrà, forse avrà, che un altro forse avrà, yeah!
Yeah! You cats are really coming along. That's the best number I've heard yet.
Should have been gone.
Lost Discs Radio.
Forget your cigarettes from now on. You will no longer need them.
The night was black, rain falling down. Look for my baby, she's nowhere around. I traced her footsteps down by the shore. Fred, she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seems to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep, come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Why did we quarrel? Why did we fight? Why did I leave her all alone tonight? That's why her footsteps ran into the sea. That's why my baby has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep, come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Near. I reached for my darling, I held her close to me, stole her away from the angry sea. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby away from me. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. I saved my baby from an endless sleep.
Jimmy Witherspoon. Yeah, the great Jimmy Witherspoon on the RIP Records label. No doubt there, folks, with his cover of Endless Sleep for your October flavored action here tonight on Area 51. You see what I'm saying?
I do. I get it.
You know, I find myself collecting versions of that now. We've started actually, Doc, playing... I'm not kidding. We started playing different versions of Endless Sleep every October now as well as Season of the Witch.
Wow.
And that's this year's. And then, of course, before that, it was Howlin' Wolf, right? The blues great himself right off the Chess Records label with Killing Floor. 1964, of course, coming right off those British blues tours. There, probably good old Howlin' Wolf, as he was doing back in about that time. And some, we don't know, some Italian group there, Helero Tristano El Isuo Complesso, was the group there.
All right.
Before that, Joe.
Can you say that again? I'd like to try to translate it.
Joe, there's no chance we have time to talk about that, so I'm just telling you to forget it right now.
No, that was pretty cool, though.
Right? It was very cool. In fact, it had a little...
Translated as I Think of You Day and Night...
Yes.
By Lello Tristano and his band.
See?
On the Italian Fox label, circa 65, 66.
Cripes. Had a sort of a Dave Clark 5 sound to it there, Joe. Right?
Not bad. They also covered The Animals, believe it or not. They did I'm Crying.
Okay.
On some other garage Italian comp out there.
Fair enough. A lot of emails in here, real quick. Good old Geezer's getting it up there on the old Hammerlin HQ 140X. With a great signal on 5110. Matt in Cleveland, Ohio, with some trouble on 5110, but he's somehow getting it nonetheless, probably over the internet feed. Arthur, here's Arthur with Fair Reception on 5110 on a Grundig G6 Buzz Aldrin Edition Portable, which he says actually has a little image of Buzz Aldrin on the moon next to the display on the radio. Wow, that's a little too cool. He wants to hear something off the soundtrack of You Are What You Eat. Okay, we'll see if we get that on off after top of the hour. I think we have something by Peter Yarrow on that soundtrack. As a matter of fact, Doc. be careful what you wish for.
Don't
folks.
Laugh at me.
Mike Moose down in Washington, D.C. area, right? big British Walkers fan down there and digging it. I see. He's in Fayetteville, North Carolina, though, at his current QTH. Mr. Bill up out in old Idaho there, good old Mr. Bill, who is furloughed, shut down tonight. Okay, that's just, he's affected by that, as you know, the way he is. But anyway, he's digging the show the way he does. Okay? So, all right. Well, thanks, folks, for chiming in. We're going to just keep it moving here on the last old set here for the October edition of Lost Discs.
Rocks and jocks and ducks and socks and...
Oh, my God. It's the head cold and the beer mixing with the Sudafed. And
the tranquilizers.
And the...
And the mollies and the
little
yellows
barrel-shaped thing you gave me earlier.
Were they barrel-shaped?
And it was... this is going to be... You remember that Jimmy Dean thing about Big Bad John?
Yes. Oh, yeah. The only one left was Big Bad John.
Well, we have an answer song to Big Bad John tonight, which you're going to appreciate, Doc, because it is a surfing version.
Really?
Right? Dig this, called Tan Dan. The old Park Avenue label tonight, exclusively on Lost Discs. Tan Dan!
Early every morning you could see him arrive. He'd surf big giant waves and still survive. Kinda tanned all over, a bushy blonde top. The wave never came that could ever stop Tan Dan. All the surfers would come see Dan. Kinda tall and lean with a golden tan. With a giant surfboard he'd let out a roar. Surf giant waves like never before, Tan Dan. One day, a surfer's beach, big giant waves of 40-foot peaks. They all paddled out, though were too afraid. And only one surfer thought he had it made, Tan Dan. The thunder and the lightning of this wet swell stroked this giant that the surfer knew well. And a mighty heave, he made it outside, then stood up grinning, waiting for a ride. But the screams from the beach told a different tale. Just beyond the breakers came an ocean gale. Dan looked back and was knocked off his board. Wipe out, like a slash from a sword. Poor Dan. They took to their boards and started on out to help poor Dan from the wave from the south. When the foam and the spray crashed down on the beach, it was easy to tell, couldn't reach Tan Dan. No one ever surfs where Dan went down. There's a giant surfboard still stuck in the ground. A few choice words are written in the sand. Let the sea be a tribute to a surfing man, Tan Dan.
Entertainment committee was very impressed with your playing, but rather disturbed about the effect your rock and roll music had on the kids.
Boom, boom, all around go the wheels of the town, and the teletype goes click.
Yeah.
It was as though I were in some deep voodoo trance, under some deep magic, being contacted telepathically from miles and miles away.
I put a spell on you because you're mine. I don't like the things you do. I ain't lying, no, I ain't lying. I don't like the way you always run around. I can't stand it no more, the way you always put me down. Oh, I'm gonna put a spell on you because you're mine. On you because you're mine. I don't like the things you do, and you know I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. I love you, I love you. Because you're mine. Because you're mine. Because you're mine.
Well, there it was, the Mystic Number National Bank. Folks, with now that's a de facto Chesty's chick pick right there, folks. She's just dying to have that one played on the show tonight, so we just, of course, we had to get that one on for you. Before that, it was The Collectors, right? That old Canadian band out of 1969 there with the teletype Click. Okay, and yeah, we kicked it off with Johnny Fisher on the Park Avenue label with Tan Dan. Answer to Big Bag, what's his name?
I like
name?
That one.
All right, so yeah, folks, we do it for Area 51. We do it mainly for rock and radio. Go and over to rockandradio.com.
We do it mainly for the people.
The people at rockandradio.com.
The people at radio.
The RLT, Archives Music Magazine, is what you need to be digging over there. The stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. And the electrophonic sound of Bri Fi Phillips is where it can be found, folks. And that's, as always, the email is open, lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. When you're not over at our own website, lostdiscsradio.com. Just spell the word discs with a C, as always. Good night, Joe.
Good night, everybody. Happy Halloween.
Good night. And good night, Doc. And good night, Chesty.
Good night.
And good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever.